One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope and Faith.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I am reading verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. It says, now these three abide, these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. It doesn't say that the other two are not good enough, but it says these are the three grapes. And among the three of them, love is the greatest. Faith means that you believe in Him. Hope means that you reach out to Him. Love means that you are valuable to Him. Praise God. Galatians chapter 3, I want to read to you. From verse 1. We talk about faith for a moment. It says these three abide, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. So we talk about faith. Reading from verse 1, chapter 3, book of Galatians. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he eat by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Hallelujah. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Because Abraham was blessed through faith. And the Bible says here, that those which are of faith are the children of Abraham. Look at verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Faith is our expression of trust in reality, even though we do not perceive that through our senses. That which we do not see, that which we do not perceive with our senses, yet it is real to us. Hallelujah. Faith means that we call real that which presently we may not be able to give any evidence to because of our senses. There's a limitation of the human senses. But we know it is there. We believe in God. We cannot see God with our optical eyes. We may not be able to touch Him with our hands, but we know He is here present. Why do we know He's here? Because He said it. We trust His word, that His word cannot fail, that what He said to us is real. It is trustworthy. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the age." If He said it, it must be true. If it is true, then He's not far away. It means He is here present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By faith, we come to God and believe in His work of salvation through Jesus Christ. By faith, we call upon His name and endorse His redemption and confess His word and accept what He's done for us. By faith, we proclaim His lordship over our lives, even though we do not see Him with our eyes. We act on His word. In Romans chapter 10 verse 9, He said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." So we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead. And because He said, if we do that, then we are saved. So I say to me, I have confessed the lordship of Jesus Christ over my life. And I believe in my heart that God raised Him from the dead. Therefore, I am saved. Faith means that I trust that His word cannot be broken. The Bible teaches that the scriptures cannot be broken. If God said it, then He meant it. Hallelujah. So, He told me that if I would confess with my mouth the lordship of Jesus Christ over my life and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then I am saved. All right, I have done it. His part is for Him to make salvation real to my spirit. And I trust that He is real. I trust that He is faithful to His word. If I could keep mine, He must keep His. So I have kept my side of the bargain by confessing His lordship and believing that God raised Him from the dead. Because I trust Him that He will keep His own side of the bargain, then I know I am saved. Can you see that? Now, the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. He says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." How do I know I'm a child of God? I do not feel it in my body. I do not feel it in any part of my being. But I know that He has saved me, and that by proclaiming the lordship of Jesus Christ, I am given eternal life. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and that gives me the very life of Almighty God. That means I am a child of God. That means I am born of His Spirit. That means I am a new creation. And because now I am a new creation, by faith. What do you mean by faith? I do not feel it. I do not see it, but I know it is there. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when you act by faith, God blesses you. In other words, you discover the reality of your faith proclamation. Hallelujah. He says, "Ye are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Oh, this is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Love, Hope, and Faith.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-888-8840.
802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Galatians chapter 4. No, chapter 5. I want to read verse 4 into verse 5. Galatians chapter 4. And I am reading from verse 4. But when the fullness chapter 5, verse 4. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are falling from grace. This is one of the most beautiful verses of the Bible. You know, there are people who like to impress God. They like to get God to give them a commendation. They believe that God will answer their prayer because they have done something to please God. Sometimes people look at their lives and then they say, I haven't done any wrong thing in the last 1 week. I believe that God's going to bless me and answer my prayer. Sometimes, you know, people fast because they want God to do something for them. So they say, if I fast and keep myself holy and keep myself humble for the next several days, don't want nobody to mess me up. Don't want anybody to mess up my blessings. So I'm going to keep myself cool with God until He answers my prayer. And so they are trying and they are making an effort and trying to make sure they don't make no mistakes until God hears their prayer and answers them. Now, God doesn't answer your prayer because you've been wonderful. He doesn't answer your prayer because you have been fasting. He doesn't answer your prayer because you have been begging Him. He doesn't answer your prayer because you cried loud enough. He doesn't answer your prayer because you look humble. He doesn't answer your prayer because you are in a terrible predicament. In other words, He is not moved by the sound of your words. He is not moved by your cries either. He is not moved by the seriousness of your case. That may surprise some of you. No, God, He's not moved because you're in a terrible problem. Are you still there?
Yes.
He's not moved because you're fasting. Your fasting never changes God. It doesn't change God when you fast. Your fasting changes you. It doesn't affect God. It affects you. Fasting is good because it works on you. Never works on God. Hallelujah. So I said, He's not moved by the seriousness of your case. Why? Because He's done everything that He ever needed to do about your situation. He's already done it. And He's only waiting for you to find out about it. He's done it. Sometimes people say, oh boy, that's the part of it I don't really like. I want God to do something for me and I want Him to do it now. And so they cry and call on Him and say, please, can't you see my real situation? God responds to your faith, not to your fears. He responds to your faith. You know what fear is? Fear is your faith in the ability of your enemy. When you have faith in the ability of the one who's destroying you, when you have faith in the power of sickness, that is fear. Because you trust the power of that sickness to destroy you. That means you have faith in the sickness. And therefore, you are afraid of it. Because you trust that it has the power to destroy you. So fear is faith in the negative supernatural force. Faith in God means that you trust His ability. And you trust His word. Hallelujah. Oh, let me read this. So I said, the people who try to impress God by their works, they try to impress God by performing. You know, they try to perform to impress God. See, they live their life trying. Have you heard people say, when you ask them, are you born again? And they say, I'm working on it. You see, they're working on it. And the reason they're working on it, they feel that they have not been good enough and that God may not accept them. They look at all the things that they have done wrong. And so they say, well, I don't think God will accept me. I'm working on it. I got a score to settle with God. When I'm through settling it, then I believe God will accept me. No. If you could do it on your own, Jesus would have never needed to die. And that is what Paul is saying here in the fourth verse of the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. He says, Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are falling from grace. See? He uses the law term here because in the day in which Paul was living, they were striving to keep the law of Moses. Have you heard people say that they are trying to keep the Ten Commandments? They say, well, I may not be born again, I may not be as spiritual as you think I am, but or the, as you think I should be, or as you think you are, but I know that in my life, I am trying to keep the Ten Commandments. You cannot keep the Ten Commandments. You know why? Because of the last one. Thou shalt not covet. Difficult to keep. Are you still there? You know why? Because God knew they would always say, when he says, thou shalt not kill, they say, well, I didn't kill anybody. But when it came to coveting, it had to do with the heart. You didn't do nothing with your hands. You did nothing with your eyes. A blind man can covet, mind you. See? You just did it with your heart. And that's where the trouble is. Sin comes from the heart. That's where the problem is. So they say, well, I have kept the 9 commandments, only the last one. And the Bible says, if you fail in one, you have failed in all 10. You are as disqualified as the one who never kept any of the 10 at all. But what did Jesus do? He canceled all the commandments and gave us a new one. Did you know he canceled the commandments? Hallelujah. He canceled them. He said, including the Ten Commandments. Oh, yeah, he did. What about, are you saying now that it's no longer wrong to steal? I didn't say that. I didn't say that. See what he did. He canceled the commandments and gave us a new life. And with that life, he gave us a new commandment. And then that commandment, after we were born again and received that life, you know what he did? He didn't leave it as a commandment. He put it in our hearts. You know, he said to us, a new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Then the Bible tells us, you know, that was before we were born again, because that was before Jesus died and was raised from the dead. But after we were born again, Paul told us in Romans, the 5th chapter, and the 5th verse, the latter part of the 5th verse, he said, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. See, we have the love of God in us. We are born that way. We are not trying to keep the law or commandment given to us by Jesus. We are not trying to keep it. We live it. We live that very life. Because the love of God is in us. We are born of God. Therefore, we are born of love. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God. From this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by
Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372
or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.